Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take.
Welcome to today's Living Scriptures. We bless God for another day to be here, and we thank God for His faithfulness in our lives. God's word is alive, and we believe that word is working for you too. We're always excited to come to your place, to come to your space with Living Scriptures. I am Murenike, and we also have Pastor Charles in the studio. Last week, we looked at a series titled Only One Life. We die once, but we also have just one life to live. And our scripture for last week was from Hebrews. But today we are looking at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, no revelation of God and His word, the people are unrestrained, but happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. Only one life.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled.
Happy Sunday, my dear friends. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 once again says, where there is no vision, no revelation of God and His word, the people are unrestrained, but happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. Miles Monroe, we're going to continue quoting him. Furthermore said, your purpose can be fulfilled only during the time you are given on earth to accomplish it. That means you have a limited time on earth. You must decide, number two, if you are going to rob the world or bless it with the rich, valuable, potent, untapped resources locked away within you, he said. He said further, your job is where you get compensation for your activity. Your work is where you get fulfilled because you love it so much. And he says, finally, quoting him further, the past is the past. Who or what we used to be does not matter anymore. What matter is who and what we are now, and who and what we can become in the future. Let's continue on how to get the best out of the only one life we have. Number two is without being wasted. We said last week, you must be careful not to be busy here and there aimlessly. Number two says, you must be busy without being wasted. What do I mean? In Numbers chapter 13, verse 14 to, in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, in particular, chapter 14, verse 20 to 25, so the Lord said, I pardon them according to your word, but I indeed, as I live, all the heart will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my miraculous signs which I performed in Egypt and the wilderness yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice will by no means see the land which I swore to give to their fathers, nor will anyone who treat me disrespectfully and rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Nothing waste a man's future like fear. Nothing waste a man's future like doubt and unbelief, even in the face of God's assurances, God's power, miracles, and testimony. So my dear listener, As we journey on in 2026, deal with all your doubts and fears so that they will not end up injuring you to become what God wants you to be. Only one life. You've got to live.
Only one life. Let's look at this story titled Against the Odds. John Fulton was run over by a car at the age of 3. He suffered crushed hips, broken ribs, a fractured skull, and compound fractures in his legs. It did not look as if he would live, but he would not give up. In fact, he later ran the half mile in less than 2 minutes. Walt Davis was totally paralyzed by polio when he was 9 years old, but he did not give up. He became the Olympic high jump champion in 1952. Shelley Mann was paralyzed by polio when she was 5 years old, but she would not give up. She eventually claimed 8 different swimming records for the U.S. and won a gold medal at the 1956 Olympics in Melbourne, Australia. In 1938, Károly Takács, a member of the Hungary's world champion pistol shooting team and sergeant in the army, lost his right hand when a grenade he was holding exploded. But Takács did not give up. He learned to shoot left-handed and won gold medals in the 1948 and 1952 Olympics. Lou Gehrig was such a clumsy ball player that the boys in his neighborhood would not let him play on their team. But he was committed. He did not give up. Eventually, his name was entered into baseball's halls of fame. Woodrow Wilson could not read until he was 10 years old. But he was a committed person. He became the 28th President of the United States. At the age of 7, he had to go work to help support his family. At 9, his mother died. At 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. At 23, he went into debt and became a partner in a small store. At 26, his partner died, leaving him a huge debt. By the age of 35, he had been defeated twice when running for a seat in Congress. At the age of 37, he won the election. At 39, he lost his re-election bid. At 41, his 4-year-old son died. At 42, he was rejected for a land officer's role. At 45, he ran for the Senate and lost. At 47, he was defeated for the nomination for vice president. At 49, he ran for Senate again and lost again. At the age of 51, he was elected president of the United States. During his second term of office, he was assassinated. But his name lives on among the greats in U.S. history, Abraham Lincoln. Only one life.
Give your life to Jesus.
Let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. And to give your life to him, he'll set you free. You will live and reign with him eternally.
Welcome back, Only One Life. What a story. Let's continue on how to get the best out of the Only One Life we have. Number three, live that life full of vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 103 paraphrase says, write the vision down and make it plain upon the tables that it may run that readeth it. It is important to have the ability to think about and plan for the future with imagination and wisdom by developing the faculty of vision within you. Someone said you cannot travel within and stand still without. That is the power of vision. Make your vision so clear that your fears become irrelevant, another person says. If you do not have a vision, my dear friends, you're going to be stuck in what you know. And the only thing you know is what you have already seen. I say to you, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. So go ahead and dream, because it's so cheap and it costs nothing to dream. We never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I promise to serve you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.